Listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, brings you Treasures of Our Faith, reflections from priests in our listening area on topics of their choosing. And now, Treasures of Our Faith. Come, Holy Spirit, fill
the hearts of your faithful. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are all related. Just as everything of God is part of the unity of God's plan. In this edition of Treasures of Our Faith, we consider the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I am Father Pat Toner, chaplain to Courage and Encourage, the Ohio Reformatory for Women, and Franklin Medical Center. Today, we will look at counsel and fortitude. Fear of the Lord is the path to wisdom. Wisdom brings us understanding. Understanding requires counsel to discern our path. Counsel will depend upon fortitude to act upon our discernment. Fortitude, having stepped out in faith, will deepen our knowledge, which will give us an intimate piety. Piety draws us into a deeper intimacy or fear of the Lord. Fear of the Lord orients our hearts to the love of God. Aware that God so loved the world that he sent his Son, that we might have eternal life with him, we begin to contemplate that mystery. Wisdom reveals God's plan for us. God is all just and all merciful. God gave us free will to choose him or to reject him and his plan. Understanding reveals right and wrong, good and evil, and what lies before us. Counsel is the gift of the Holy Spirit that enables us to make the right choices. Working hand in hand with understanding, counsel helps us form our conscience along with the virtue of prudence. Prudence is a virtue that anyone can master. Prudence is the virtue that disposes practical reason to discern our true good in every circumstance and to choose the right means of achieving it. The prudent man determines and directs his conduct in accordance with the judgment of counsel. With the help of this virtue, we apply moral principles to particular cases without error and overcome doubts about the good to achieve and the evil to avoid. Counsel helps us to recognize our limits. When we are in a state of grace, then counsel warns us if we are approaching the boundaries. Counsel is also going to assist us in the virtue of temperance, the moral virtue that moderates the attraction of pleasures and provides balance in the use of created goods. Do not follow your own inclination and strength, walking according to the desires of your heart. In the Retrovi weekend, we counsel couples not to follow their hearts, but to lead their hearts. The passions are easily deceived because the heart wants what the heart wants. Counsel forms a wise and understanding heart. To live well is nothing other than to love God with all one's heart, with all one's soul, and with all one's efforts. From this it comes about that love is kept whole and uncorrupted through temperance. No mistake can disturb it, and this is fortitude. It obeys only God, and this is justice, and is careful in discerning things, so as not to be surprised by deceit or trickery. And this is prudence. we are in a constant state of searching for happiness. It is only in God that we will find the happiness and truth we are seeking. In our seeking, we need guidance or counsel. Mystics may rely upon direct guidance from God, but we most often will benefit from teachers, spiritual directors, pastors, parents, and others who are wise. It is important to recognize good teachers. Seek those who have demonstrated the gifts of the Holy Spirit in their lives. One of my favorite books is The Spirituality of Imperfection. It contains many quotes from saintly people and some good practical wisdom. I frequently quote the introductory remarks from Bowie Kuhn. Baseball is a good analogy for life. It recognizes that errors are part of the game. Our heroes are those who fail less often. If you hit safely in only 3 out of every 10 times at bat, you end up in the Hall of Fame. For those of us who obsess over our failures and sins, it is good to be reminded that we should look at our successes and try to build upon them. A good ball player will study great hitters and work on improving his technique. Look at the saints and learn to imitate what worked for them. The gift of counsel keeps us from foolish and improper behavior by endowing the soul with divine reasoning, thus saving us from the risk of ill-formed judgments that might affect our eternal life. Counsel protects us. We understand the wisdom behind the commandments, that God gave us the commandments to protect us and to bless us, protect us from poor decisions, and bless us by keeping us on the path of righteousness. One of the contemporary dangers is a sense of self-reliance. We are inclined to depend upon ourselves and our own resources in the pursuit of our goals. Often we accept our own truth as a guiding star. Humility is another virtue that depends upon counsel. Humility is recognizing the truth of who we are. We are limited beings created by an infinite God. We are not all-knowing. Recall the encounter between God and Job that was the beginning of wisdom for Job. The gift of counsel plays its role in our activities by shaping them according to what God knows is best. Counsel teaches us the importance of having good role models and teachers. We need those voices that educate us to critical thinking and the pursuit of truth. A wise counselor does not promote his own truth, but vigorously and honestly commits themselves to the pursuits that are eternal. Counsel is the gift that also takes us outside ourselves. We understand our choices all affect others. So our church choices must reflect the virtue of justice. According to the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 1807, justice is the moral virtue that consists in the constant and firm will to give their due to God and neighbor. Justice toward God is called the virtue of religion. Justice toward men disposes one to respect the rights of each and to establish human relationships, the harmony that promotes equity with regard to persons and to the common good. The standard that most young people today use in judging is fairness, or what seems to be fair. Life is not fair. I repeat that often. Life is not fair. Some people will have advantages of education, talents, wealth, health, good looks, etc. Men and women are equal in the eyes of God, but there are differences that affect what we can do. The idea of fair almost requires a lowest common denominator approach, so that everyone has everything and can do everything. Certainly, discrimination is unjust. There are basic human rights that everyone should enjoy. But life is not fair. Only God is fair. Counsel will inform what the work of justice will entail. Counsel will lead us to some hard choices. So we will need the next gift of the Holy Spirit, fortitude, to provide the courage and strength to be doers of the word, not just hearers. I am Father Pat Toner, and this is Treasures of Our Faith. We are looking at the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Fortitude is both a gift of the Holy Spirit and a cardinal virtue. It gives us the strength and courage to follow through with the actions suggested by the gift of counsel. The Catechism of the Catholic Church, in paragraph 1808, says, "Fortitude is the moral virtue that ensures firmness in difficulties and constancy in the pursuit of the good. It strengthens the resolve to resist temptations and to overcome obstacles in the moral life. The virtue of fortitude enables one to conquer fear, even fear of death, and to face trials and persecutions. It disposes one even to renounce and sacrifice his life in defense of a just cause. It proclaims, 'The Lord is my strength and my song. In the world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.'" We are like children without discipline. We are ruled by our passions. We see something good and we want it right now. Once we learn temperance, we can use the gift of counsel to discern a course of action. We all know what happens to good intentions. They pave the road to hell. It takes courage and commitment to put our best ideas into action. It is only when I conceive a good as practical and good for me that my will is moved to do something about getting that good. Willpower is applied fortitude. Lack of motivation is to be blamed for most of our failures in overcoming a predominant fault or practicing a particular virtue. The will is 1,000 times more powerful than our thoughts. But our thoughts can trump our will without discipline. A coach must sell the athletes on the benefits of the training disciplines. You practice the moves that you must make instinctively during the game. They become good habits and replace bad habits. The more powerful the motivation, the more energetically we will grow in our resolution. Counsel sets out the options before us, both good and bad. With a well-formed conscience, we make a choice. Often those choices are a result of habits that we have already formed. We often hear people say in confession, "Father, it's the same old sins." In their act of contrition, they promise not to sin again. But we recognize what happens if we are not motivated to change. Change takes courage and fortitude. Counsel leads us to recognize what we need to do, but fortitude puts it on the calendar and makes it happen. Where do we get the fortitude we need? First of all, from God. Ask the Holy Spirit to stir up your fortitude. Trust that the Holy Spirit has answered that prayer, and then just do it. Since fortitude is also a virtue, we can get help from others. My successes as a military chaplain came from the lives of Father Capodanno and Father Capone. Father Capodanno, known as the Grunt Padre, won the Congressional Medal of Honor in Vietnam and is now up for canonization. Father Capone won the Medal of Honor in Korea and is also up for canonization. I got my courage from the inspiration of their lives. Look at the heroes in your life. Fortitude allows us to break out of the herd. Remember peer pressure in school? There is security in numbers, but not necessarily virtue. Just because everyone else is doing it doesn't make it right. Fortitude is the gift of the Holy Spirit that operates as a sure, unshakable sense of confidence that will see us through the trials of earthly life to the eternal joys of heaven. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. How many opportunities have we missed because we were afraid to take a step in faith? After Jeremiah had answered God's call to be a prophet and encountered hostile attacks, he said, "God, you duped me, and I let myself be duped." He would never have signed up if he had thought about what might go wrong. He had encountered fear of the Lord and was caught up in the awesomeness of God. God gave him the wisdom to know his love for the people of Israel, and Jeremiah understood what he could do. Following the counsel of his heart, he said yes, and went forth to prophesy with fortitude. Now, with a greater knowledge, he is resolved to his role and expresses his piety in, "I let myself be duped. And I will do it again and again, because your love is worth everything to me." We overcome fear by stepping out in faith. We trust God because God is trustworthy. Whether we are working to overcome a fault or to develop a good habit, it requires resolution. Those who fail to plan to fail. We must respond to what counsel has prompted in our hearts. We must make our intentions concrete and rooted in action. Courage is a Catholic ministry for persons with same-sex attraction, desiring to live chaste lives. Courage is well named. The goals of courage are simple and direct. To live chaste lives in accordance with the Roman Catholic Church's teachings on homosexuality, to dedicate our entire lives to Christ through service to others, spiritual reading, meditation, individual spiritual direction, frequent attendance at Mass, and the frequent reception of the sacraments of reconciliation and of the Holy Eucharist. To foster a spirit of fellowship in which we may share with one another our thoughts and experiences, and so ensure that none of us will have to face the problems of homosexuality alone. To be mindful of the truth that chaste friendships are not only possible, but necessary in a chaste Christian life, and to encourage one another in forming and sustaining them. And finally, to live lives that serve as good examples to others. Note how practical the plan is. Without fortitude to work the plan one day at a time, the best intentions will not keep one chaste. Note the spiritual help in the second goal, to dedicate our entire lives to Christ through service to others, spiritual reading, meditation, individual spiritual direction, frequent attendance at Mass, and the frequent reception of the sacraments of reconciliation and of the Holy Eucharist. It emphasizes using both the moral virtue of fortitude and the spiritual gift of the Holy Spirit, fortitude. This combination enables us to endure and persevere in achieving difficult goals in the face of life's challenges. The Catechism of the Catholic Church speaks of human virtues. Paragraphs 1810 and 11. Human virtues are acquired by education, by deliberate acts, and by a perseverance ever renewed in repeated efforts, are purified and elevated by divine grace. With God's help, they forge character and give facility in the practice of the good. The virtuous man is happy to practice them. It is not easy for man, wounded by sin, to maintain moral balance. God's gift of salvation offers us the grace necessary to persevere in the pursuit of the virtues. Everyone should always ask for the grace of light and strength, frequent the sacraments, cooperate with the Holy Spirit, and follow His calls to love what is good and shun evil. Teachers of virtue make disciples who embody those virtues. The word disciple is from the root word for discipline. A true disciple accepts the discipline of his or her teacher out of respect or awe, fear of the Lord, as an embodiment of wisdom, because who would wish to follow a fool? Seeking a greater understanding to assist them in discerning truth and putting it into practice, thereby growing in a deeper knowledge and devotion to the teacher and to the discipline. Do not be discouraged in striving for holiness. For if we are discouraged, it is because we are trusting in ourselves and not in God. Jesus said, "Without me, you can do nothing." St. Paul adds, "I can do all things in him who strengthens me." Pope Francis said, "Be courageous." I am Father Pat Toner, sharing Treasures of Our Faith. Our next edition will be Knowledge and Piety. May you be in heaven a long time before the devil knows you're dead.
Treasures of Our Faith is a production of listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. Archives of Treasures of Our Faith and all of our locally produced programs are available at stgabrielradio.com. Veni,